And again, thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange. It's not every day you meet someone who is a true triple threat. She can act, she can sing, she can kill zombies. That is the story on and off screen for Emily Kinney. She's best known for her role as Beth Green for several seasons of The Walking Dead on AMC. Over time, she got to display her musical talents on the show as well, and she continues to write and record and perform, including concerts in Portland Sunday and San Francisco Tuesday. With concerts on either side of us, we could not pass up a chance to visit. Emily Kinney, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
So I read that you spent some time in Oregon. Where did you live and for how long?
You know, it was when I was really, really little. I was only like, 3, 4, 5. We lived here for like 2 to 3 years before moving to Nevada, and we lived in Hermiston, Oregon, actually.
Hermiston, okay, so up in the northeast part
of
the state. Emily, you've been performing for a long time. Are you one of those people who fell in love with the stage in elementary school and never left it?
Yeah, well, I think I first came to performing through music. I really loved singing. So, my first sort of talent show was when I was, I think, 7 years old, Lions Club talent show, like the local.
Uh-huh.
And I sang my favorite things, and I also would sing in church and stuff. And, it's funny. I don't know that I was, like, super outgoing. Like, I feel like I was, like, more shy, but I did love singing, and I felt like, you know, it was something I was good at. So I definitely, like, attached to it early as, like, this is who I am.
So you're not the kind of person to go up to meet a stranger, but singing in front of people, that was no problem?
Yeah. For some reason, there was something about that, you know, I really gravitated towards, you know, was, like, yeah, performing.
And so how long have you been writing your own music?
Well, I've been writing poetry for a really long time, since I was really little, like junior high and high school and stuff. And I would write songs in high school, but I guess I didn't, like, take it super seriously until I was living in New York, and I was working on a show called Spring Awakening, and I had been going to a lot of other people, like, friends' shows and who were in bands and stuff, and I would sing backup, and then I had a really great friend named Conrad Korsch, and I met him through Spring Awakening, and he was saying, you know, I had played him a lot of songs that I'd written, and he said, you know, your songs are really good. And so at that point, I kind of started really, like, I made a plan to record, and I that's when I kind of started, like, really taking my songwriting more seriously.
Well, let's give a taste of what your stuff is. We have a little snippet of your song, This Is War, so let's hear that from Emily Kinney.
This is war.
That's fun stuff, and you apparently have some fun doing it as well, Emily. How prolific a songwriter are you? How much stuff are you cranking out on a regular basis?
It really depends. I'm sort of always working on songs.
You're here.
So weird. My phone was beeping at me like I needed to do something. I was like, what's going on? But since I've been on tour, it's been a bit more difficult to write because, you know, you're always traveling and concerned with the next show and, like, really perfecting the performance that we have at hand. So to be honest, touring has definitely slowed down my writing. When I was working on Walking Dead and I had, like, a little more time to myself, and when I'm at home, I definitely write, you know, at least a couple songs a week.
Mm-hmm. How did you get cast in The Walking Dead?
I auditioned for it. I had been living in New York about maybe 5 years or so. I had worked on a couple different Broadway shows and guest starred and stuff. And yeah, I just went in and auditioned and then got a, you know, basically like a call back and then auditioned for Frank Darabont and then flew down the next week to start filming.
Now, you were not a regular at first, is that right?
That's right. At first I was recurring, and I honestly wasn't expecting it to become, you know, 4 years of my life and my career and stuff. I just assumed it would be, you know, since I was a recurring character, maybe like 4 episodes, 5, if I was, like, really, you know, lucky or something, you know, and then the character just kept coming back, and then I got you know, bumped up to being a series regular, and it became this huge, big chunk of my life.
You were getting close to what, 10 years older than your character, right?
Close, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't mean to make a point out of that, other than to ask, is that pretty typical in the TV and movie business? I know I remember looking at the ages of some of the people in the Glee cast, and they were like getting in their mid 20s and beyond.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people seem like really shocked by it, and then I think, well, but most of my friends who play, you know, like I did Spring Awakening, which is obviously we're all playing, you know, kids, like, you know, teenagers, but most of my most of my friends who were in the cast, they were around my same age. So I think on TV and even sometimes in theater and stuff, they cast older people who just look younger, because obviously that's probably easier. Schedules and stuff like that. And also, you know, for me, like, I've always really related to that time in my life of being a teenager and, like, figuring out who you are and growing up. I think a lot of people probably do, where they feel like, oh, I never quite feel like a grown-up. So for me, it's actually been, you know, great. Like, I love playing that time.
I just wonder, though, if you'd been in New York for 5 years by then, you'd probably have been through some bumps and bruises on the road to success in the performing business. So, I mean, did you have to kind of strip away some few years of experience to be able to really relate to a high school person?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something about that's just sort of like always in me, the idea of like sort of being like really new to something and figuring out who you are. I feel like you can like bring that part of yourself out. I definitely feel like I had been through a lot in New York, but in some ways I think that just makes you a better, like, I feel like the experience made me a better, you know, performer, and like I had more experience, so then like when I was on set I didn't need to be as, you know, nervous about like what I wanted to do with the character or, you know, or this or that. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like I slipped right into Beth. I felt like I really related to her right away.
Emily Kinney's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She plays Beth Green on The Walking Dead on AMC. She kills zombies, but she's also an actor and a singer. You can join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So talk about what it's like to even pretend to kill someone. I mean, granted, it's someone malicious, but I mean, it's still, you know, fairly realistic looking anyway.
Yeah, well, we do a lot of, you know, we have a lot of, there's stunt coordinators and stuff like that on set, so there's some choreography involved, you know, and also there's some special effects that are involved, too, so sometimes you're not actually, like, stabbing the person in the head, it's like a knife that's cut off at the end, and then they'll go back in later with computers and put it in.
Okay, so
So sometimes it's more of a technical, you know, you have to act really scared and like you're really using a lot of force, but really, you know, you're not actually even stabbing them in the head, you know.
So fight choreography, yeah. So you're just, you're making it look good. But it must be kind of weird, though, when you're waiting for the effects to get put in later that, like, you know, result in the gushing brains or blood or whatever.
Yeah, it's fun, though, because it's so satisfying. You're like, oh, yeah, that turned out, it looks really real. It looks awesome, you know, so it's fun.
So you did get to sing on The Walking Dead. I mean, when the producers hired you, did they know you had musical talent?
No, not for season two. I mean, right at the time that I was hired, I was finishing up my first EP called Blue Toothbrush. And so I was doing shows around the city. And when we finished up filming season two, I know some of the writers and stuff had come to some of my shows in New York. I'd just done some small club shows, and so they knew that if they wanted to add that to the character, I think they could. But mostly it was that they just wanted a nice, like, calm moment around the fire in season three, that very first episode. And that was Glenn Nazar's idea. And then after that point, it sort of became this way to identify Beth, I think. You know, that, oh, she sings. She's the one who sang around the campfire. And then it became this kind of recurring theme that, you know, of having her sing songs when we're all just chilling out or, you know, during these emotional times of the show. And I loved it because obviously I love singing, and I liked that was a part of Beth's character. And I do feel like it was a way for the audience to really connect connect with her and feel like they knew her, even if she didn't necessarily have a lot of scenes or moments where she talked about herself. You know, I feel like there's something about when you go see a singer sing, you feel like close to them and you feel like you know them in a certain way.
Did that help you deepen the character of Beth a bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Talk about some of the stuff you've gotten to sing. I saw some raves about you getting to sing a Tom Waits song, among others, on The Walking
Dead.
Yeah,
one of the ones people are, like, I get asked to do a lot is Hold On, which is one of my favorite songs, too. So I was really excited to sing that in the show. And I actually do sing that, you know, now. I'm touring right now, and I sing all my own songs. But then, you know, towards the end, I recognize that a lot of people are there because they know me from Walking Dead, and we sing usually Hold On, and that's a really nice moment in the show. And then we also sing this song, Be Good, which is, I am a music fan myself, and when I first moved to the city, basically what I did every night was go and see bands play. And I love this girl, Katie Crutchfield, who's in the band Waxahachie, and her song, Be Good, was on The Walking Dead, and my character sings it. So then I actually did a cover of it for one of my albums. And so we usually sing that song as well every
right.
night.
We have that racked up, so let's hear a bit of Be Good.
Yes.
It's unclear now what we intend. We're all alone in our own world. And you don't want to be my boyfriend. And I don't want to be a girl. And that's a relief. We'll drink up our grief and pine for summer. And we'll buy a beer to shotgun.
The song is Be Good. The singer is Emily Kinney, who is also an actor and a zombie killer on The Walking Dead here on the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. So what kind of music, what genre do you tend to gravitate toward, Emily?
That I make, I guess, you know, people say it's more like folk indie pop is kind of what it is. It's pop music, but I don't necessarily always follow form. Like in This Is War, even, you know, the choruses aren't the same each time, and I don't always follow the pattern of like verse chorus, bridge, chorus. You know, I don't always follow a formula. I just kind of see what makes sense to me somehow. But it has more of, you know, a pop sound, and it's very lyric based. Yeah.
Fairly polished stuff. Are you working with some pretty high-powered producers in the music industry?
I'm working with this guy. I work a lot with this guy, Caleb Shreve, who is actually, he's fantastic. He's worked with Fanagrams, and he worked, I know, with Carly Rae Jepsen on some of her stuff. But mostly I work with him because I trust his taste. I tried out a couple songs with him on my last album. The first songs were the song Julie and this song Expired Lover. And we just did those two songs together. And then it was like, wow, this is really working out. We really like each other. This is like, you know, and then it was like two more songs. And then I ended up, most of my last album, Expired Love, was songs Caleb produced. I also work a lot with my friend Conrad, who I said was the one who really encouraged me in the first place to start recording. And he's the bass player for Rod Stewart, but he's also a really talented producer and writer and writes a lot of material for himself. And we just recorded, you know, when we could. At the time, I was working on a couple different shows. This was before Walking Dead. And so I love working with Conrad, too. But yeah, Caleb definitely, for this next album, This Is War, it's all produced by Caleb Shreve, and he, it was mostly in New York and in this studio called Ultrasound Studios in downtown LA, and yeah, it was really fun.
The songwriting process can be so different from person to person. Can we guess, since you mentioned poetry first, that it starts with the words for you, or is that not necessarily the case?
Yeah, it's definitely something that's evolved, but generally speaking, yeah, I start with the words, or I have a certain phrase that sort of like keeps bouncing around in my head, and then eventually that phrase kind of fits itself into a melody line, and then I then it's almost like putting together a puzzle where I like the whole song is sort of like being built around that phrase, if that makes sense. So that's generally how I would say like some of my songs are written, or most of my songs are written. But then as I've gone along, you know, I have done things like tried to do like co-writes, and so I see how other people do things, and it's become different now. You know, now sometimes I do just sit at the guitar and play different chords and think up a cool little line. Like I have this song I play in shows. It's not recorded, but I play it every night at the show, and it's called Jonathan. And that I came up with a certain little guitar picking line, and I just kind of played it over and over, and then that became what I built the song around. Because basically I play that same line over and over and over till the end, you know? Mm-hmm. So now it has sort of changed a bit, evolved. But for me, yeah, the story and what it is that I'm trying to say is the most important thing.
That comes first, okay. We understand shows in Portland Sunday, San Francisco Tuesday. Do you have any more information about venues in front of you?
What's that?
Where you're playing on Portland on Sunday and San Francisco on Tuesday?
San Francisco's Brick and Mortar. I don't remember the name of the venue. And every night it's been a new one, so I don't want to say the wrong.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can dig it up before.
Yeah, San Francisco's Brick and Mortar. I don't remember the name of the other one, but it's all on my website. My website's emilykinneymusic.com. Also, I'm constantly tweeting all that information, too, on my Twitter account, which is Emmy Kinney, EmmyKinney. And I'm also really active on Instagram. Okay. So all of our tour adventures.
All kinds of fun stuff from Emily Kinney both singer and as actor. And we'll see what happens with The Walking Dead. Try not to give anything away, but there's a lot of information out there. Emily Kinney, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange. Good to talk to you. And that'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll talk about brains and how we use them in hour two.